Reporter Alice Furlow has been hoping all summer to go to Castine, a handsome old town she knows on the Penobscot Bay in Maine. But with one thing or another, she couldn't get there until summer was almost over, and then, just for a weekend, luckily Alice made it just in time for the Saturday night concert by the Castine Town Band.
The scene on the Castine Town Green, as the town band struck up Sousa's Liberty Bell March, looked as folksy as a Norman Rockwell painting. We all sat on the grass, with a huge American flag flapping in front of the old white frame Historical Society building behind us. But most of the 37 volunteer band members are either summer visitors or year-round transplants, and the audience was full of out-of-towners. Famous people like Mary McCarthy and Robert Lowell spent their summers in beautiful old white houses here, and so have all sorts of well-heeled types, from bishops to businessmen. On band concert night, though, everybody is just folks.
This is a special presentation, obviously. Many of you
Louder! We can't hear him!
That was the Castine Arts Association giving the town band $660 for a public address system. But obviously only the players are supposed to hear the band leader's instructions for the next number.
Right on through. Da, 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 da. Now for the gentleman from Virginia, we're going to play Dixie.
Ready? 1, 2, 1, 2.
Dixie is an unusual choice for a state as northerly as Maine, but last year, it seems, the Castine Band had just launched into the Battle Hymn of the Republic, the signature tune of the Union side, when a Virginian in the audience stood up and shouted, "Play Dixie!" So they're playing it this year with gusto. I'd had a chance before and after the concert to talk to a few players and to Dick Stark, a retired businessman from Cleveland, Ohio, creator and leader of the Castine Band.
I moved to Castine about 7, almost 8 years ago now, and during the first summer that I was here, up in this building, which is the Castine Historical Society, was a huge picture of the 1905 Castine Band, with knickers and bowlers and cornets under the arm and suspenders, and there hadn't been a Castine Band since then. And I said, well, isn't that silly? And so we started a little band, and we had about 7 or 8 musicians in it only. And every year I find more and more players who haven't played an instrument for 50 years.
Milo Feinberg, a New Yorker who plays second trumpet, is 10 years old.
It's hard to hit the high notes. I can just barely hit high G. But if you play a second or third trumpet, they're usually quite a bit below high G, and you don't really have to worry so much about that.
The percussion section is full of old folks, including a woman in her 80s whose solo on the woodblocks was much admired. Richard Doolittle, an acoustics physicist from Maryland, is in his 60s. The day after bandleader Stark heard that he played the French horn, Dr. Doolittle found a French horn on his doorstep. He had, in fact, played in the ROTC band in college, but it wasn't the French horn.
I had to admit that I didn't really play a French horn. I played an E-flat mellophone, which was a piston valve type of instrument, not the rotary valve that the French horn. But he wasn't bought off by that. He said, well, transcribe.
Transcribe. In the concert, Richard Doolittle starred briefly in the Castine version of Basin Street Blues, playing alongside a female alto saxophonist, aged 14.
Bravo!
I hated to leave Maine after only 2 days. I had to miss all sorts of country events around the Penobscot Bay, the 6th annual Down East Stampede Rodeo and Pig Scramble, for instance, and a workshop on ash and sweetgrass basket making, taught by Passamaquoddy Native Americans. But the band concert made up for a lot as the sun set, the drums rolled, and we all turned to face the flag behind us. Give or take a bunch of rich vacationers, Castine looked like small-town, summertime America at its very best. For NPR News, I'm Alice Furlow.